This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. A growing number of Colorado University faculty are banding together to push back against Trump administration education policies. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Chalkbeat Colorado reports the effort is called a Mutual Academic Defense Compact. It calls for adopting resolutions and pooling resources to counter what faculty see as threats to academic freedom and independent governance. The University of Colorado System Faculty Council approved a resolution last week. The measures are symbolic, but faculty say they want university leaders to more forcefully oppose the Trump administration, including its demands for revised diversity policies and cuts to research grants. Meantime, the administration has asked universities to sign a compact aligning them with its agenda. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado's plan to reach net zero climate emissions by 2050 is going to take a lot of work and a lot of workers. Ray Solomon reports on a new study from the State Energy Office.
From scientists to software engineers, workers play a major role in Colorado's climate action plans. But some industries need major investments to keep up with growing demand. Electricians, construction workers, and wind turbine techs top the list of expected climate worker shortfalls.
Every craft is starved for a workforce. And the employers are paying very well.
Jim Jones heads up the skilled trades department at Colorado Mountain College.
Whether it's HVAC, automotive, carpentry, masonry, all these employers still need a tremendous amount of workforce to come into our region.
The state recommends solutions like partnerships between education and industry, expanding apprenticeships, and getting kids interested in climate-related careers. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
And this is CPR News and KRCC.